This episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome back to The Last Storm. My name is Mark and I'm back with Dave. And we're here to talk about the Thunder and the game we just got finished playing against the Hornets. It was a tough game. We ended up losing it by, 23 points. It was really one of the worst, final scores we've seen all season. But in the end, we saw a career high from Josh Giddey, 21 points from him. So that gives us something positive, and that's what we're looking for, is something positive.
Yeah, and there's a lot of positive things that we can take back from this game. That's the beautiful thing about any NBA game when you have a young team, is that you can take positive things back. To me, looking at this game and trying to really figure out what the difference in the game was fast break points. Charlotte had 33 fast break points. We only had 24. That's the most we have allowed all season long. 33 fast break points is insane for what we allow. Bench points, we scored 28. They scored 41. That's 13 points plus for them. Points off of turnovers, they had 22 and we had 11. We had 11 turnovers, they had 12. So obviously we need to have that. So when you say what was the difference in the game, I mean, honestly, fucking pick your poison. We could not hit a shot when our life depended on it. Fast break points, we got just destroyed on that. That is not typical. If we score 24 fast break points and we hold them to single digits, this game's a completely different game. To me, this was really a difficult start, a difficult finish. And, I felt like we did all right in the middle. So to me, I look at this drawing board as a opportunity to figure out what we can do better from this point. But that's just what I look at it. Mark, what do you look at this game at? What do you feel like this loss was like? And is there anything that you see that's easy to improve on to make this loss not so big of a deal?
Well, I mean, the Hornets are playing really good, so you got to give them a lot of credit. They played, outstanding. They're playing the best basketball they've been playing all season. They're on a roll, and they're 7-3 in the last 10. They've won their last three games. When you look kind of at some of the teams they've beaten recently, the list is pretty impressive. They beat the Bucks a couple of times. I believe they beat the Nuggets recently. They beat the Sixers. They beat the Knicks. They've done a really good job, like the Celtics. That's who we're playing against. It's not like, oh, the Hornets, who they historically are. Like, they've been very good this season and they continue to impress, but today, it just wasn't our day. And we've gone through a few days like this recently. But, when I circle something, I look at it like with 3 minutes and 30 seconds left in the first quarter, we were down by 5 or down by 4. The score was 15-19. But by the end of the first quarter, we were down 17 points. The score was 20-37. So, that is the type of stuff that, you can't afford to have if you're going to be able to win games. Even if we played perfect the rest of the game, that last 3 minutes and 30 seconds is enough to take you out of a game completely. So that's what I want to kind of look at. There's not really a ton to talk about as far as we did some good things, but when you're not really in a game, you can have highlight blocks, but it doesn't really resonate. But for me, what did resonate was we had Kenny Hustle back. Dave, what did you think about Kenny Hustle today?
Yeah, Kendrick Williams did a great job tonight for the 16 minutes that he played. But you could tell just the leadership style that we have missed as a team in whole. Like the way that he consistently got that offensive rebound, 4 offensive rebounds tonight, he was all over the place. Here's the thing about Kenny Williams is he impacts the game in such a way that when you're able to take a step back and watch the game in slow-mo or watch the game multiple times, you recognize, oh, wait, the run started when Kenny Hustle was on the floor here, or the run started with Kenny Hustle steal, or the run started with Kenny Hustle rebound. You start recognizing where Kenny Hustle is on the floor during the good things that start happening for this Oklahoma City Thunder team. It's not a coincidence that Kenny Hustle is on the floor and doing really well when this team is doing really well. I feel like it goes hand in hand. So when we haven't been able to win this last few games and Kenny's been off being injured, this is why I feel like this is what's happened. This team needed Kenny, and I think that's one thing that was nice to see out there. 7 points, 3 assists, 6 rebounds, 4 of which were offensive, 2 for 4 on three-pointers, and 2 for 7 on field goals. Like I said, his 16 minutes were incredibly impactful. You knew when he was on the floor. There was no doubt about it. You know how those guys get on the floor and you're like, hey, did this guy ever play? And you look back and you're like, oh man, he got 16 minutes. I didn't even realize he was on the floor. No, it's not like that with Kenny. Whenever he's on the floor, you know he's on the floor. And that was what was great about him. Mark, what about rookies for you? Is there any rookie that stood out for you?
Well, yeah, obviously I mentioned Giddey, 21 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 10 of 17 shooting. So great job there. But on top of that, you know, Aaron Wiggins, I felt like even though he had somewhat of a quiet offensive night with 5 points, 2 of 8 shooting, he really did a good job on the defensive end. 2 steals. He also kicked in 6 rebounds and 1 assist. He always takes on a really big challenge every single night. You see him go out there and defend. He's got great length. He has great anticipation. He finds his way to, you know, get involved in plays. And anytime there's a loose ball, he's on top of that. So that's one of the things I love about Aaron Wiggins. Also, speaking of rookies, JRE, 12 points and 11 rebounds. Great job by him. 5 of 8 shooting, 2 of 4 from downtown. There were a couple of times where it felt like he was the only thing we had going right. 2 assists and 2 steals, so he's getting it done by moving the ball and on the defensive end.
Yeah, you're right. Our rookies are really stepping up right now, consistently talking about them. I feel like Sam Presti and Coach D are in sync in this matter, where they want to see these players play a lot. The more minutes they get, the better opportunity we have to see if they have longevity in the NBA with the Oklahoma City Thunder. So Trey Mann got a bunch of minutes tonight, 15. Aaron Wiggins, 27. And I love the starting lineups when Aaron Wiggins is on the floor. It means that we start 4 guards and a power forward. I love this. This is exactly what we need for this Oklahoma City Thunder team. Starts smart, strong, small. I don't care. As long as we're out there playing and hustling, I love this team like that. So for me, looking at this, the way that Trey Mann played as rookie, 15 minutes, 6 points, 1 steal. Didn't get much. Didn't get any rebounds in that matter. But was this really active on the defensive end? That's what we want to see as from a young player. He was 2 for 6 on 3-pointers and 2 for 6 on field goals. So his only 6 points came from the 3-point range. Like I said, the 15 minutes were crucial. I look at him and I see a young man that has a lot of potential and somebody that we're going to continue to see grow. And that's where that starts there.
All right, man, let's talk about Shai. 33 minutes, 29 points, 10 of 23 shooting, 1 of 3 from downtown, 8 of 9 from the free throw line, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. I mean, overall, those look like good stats or whatever, but here's the deal. He had 22 points at halftime, so he only had 7 points in the second half. You know, you can't pin it on him. I mean, I'm not expecting him to go out there and get 40, you know, to lead this team to a win when we're down by 20 or whatever at halftime. But, like, we got to figure out where we're going to get the points, and obviously teams are going to, you know, focus in on him. He did a really good job in the first half. The second half was a little bit quieter, but, you know, you go down the lines, like, we pretty much have talked about everybody who played well. I mean, Darius Bazley had 7 points, but he shot 2 of 8. You know, everybody else had 5, 3, 3, 2 points on the team. You know, there's not really anybody who else really kicked in. So we got SGA at 29, Giddey at 21, JRE at 12. I mean, and then a couple guys, Kenny and Bazley at 7, and that's about it. Trey Mann had 6, but his came with 2 threes at the end of the game. You know, we didn't really get a lot of contributions from a scoring perspective from our youth. Dort wasn't there, you know, doing much, 1 of 7. Diakite, 1 of 2. That was, you know, solid for him. But overall, like Ty Jerome, 1 of 8, 3 points. Mike Muscala, 1 of 4, 3 points. You know, that's where it's going to have to come from if we're going to find a way to win this. I mean, you just can't expect SGA to go out there and put up 40. You know, Giddey put up 20. I mean, so these guys are getting it done, but where's it going to come for the rest of the guys?
Yeah, and this is it's hard. I mean, obviously, this Oklahoma City Thunder team is scrapping for a win right now. We only have one win in this nine games in this month so far. So, you know, we have a lot to start wondering what's going to happen with this team. Obviously, we are being a lot more hard and more difficult on this team as the time goes on, because we're starting to recognize what this team is good at. We're starting to recognize what their strengths are. So when they fail at their strengths, like tonight, with allowing 33 fast break points, you have to scratch your head and say, what's going on? Obviously, that is not their game. If they play defense a little bit better and were able to stop that fast break points, you know what? Something completely different could have happened. But the reality is that that's not what happened tonight. Our strengths were our weaknesses tonight, and that's saying something for this Oklahoma City Thunder team, because we take great pride in our strengths. We look at Coach D and how he coaches his team. We look at the way that he pits players out there to really represent this team well. And so when this team doesn't do the simple things and execute in simple ways, we notice that. And it stings, because we know we should have been able to keep this game closer because the simple things didn't happen. Whether it was easy layups that we missed, whether it was easy defensive rebounds that we missed that turned into four-point plays for Charlotte, there was things over and over and over again this team failed at. And that's why it was frustrating to watch. But the reality is that this is still a young team. We're looking at it like we look at it with coaches. You were hard on the team to an extent, but when push comes to shove, this team is going to be hard enough on themselves. So I was proud of them for continuing to hustle all game, even though the game was out of reach. They didn't stop hustling, and Trey Mann was a big part of that. And that's where we have to start drawing the starting line for this team is because every game is an opportunity for this team to start again at zero. And right now, I want to say this team deserves to be a top three team in the West, but that's just because I'm in love with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Obviously, we have a long ways to go in order to be able to get there. But at this moment, where I'm looking at this team is I feel like there's a lot of faith in them, not just because of who we have on the team or who's coaching us or who's our GM. But the reality is that we're year two of our rebuilding year. And whatever anybody wants to call this year, whether people will label it as a rebuilding year or they'll label it as a year for this team to get better, I don't give a shit, because right now we get to watch some great basketball. And not just that, but young, talented players in Oklahoma City. We've done this before. I was there. Mark was there. Most of you guys were there listening and watching Oklahoma City Thunder play when you had a young KD, a young Russell, and a young Harden coming off the bench with Ibaka, and all these other guys that were on this team. Like, to me, that's exactly what we need. We need a young team that we can all start falling in love with, and that's why we have this Oklahoma City Thunder team. So every time I get close to pushing that panic button, I start recognizing who we have. I start recognizing the strengths that we have and where this team is going, and I get excited. So there is no pushing the panic button for me or Mark at this moment. Yes, this loss sucked. Yes, it kind of burned. But the reality is this is what happens when a team is trying to figure out where their legs are at. They're going to have times they stumble. They're going to have times they fall down. But they're always going to get back up, and they're always going to keep on fighting. So that's what we're seeing with this Oklahoma City Thunder team right now.
Yeah, and you got to give the Hornets credit, like I mentioned earlier. You know, they had three guys who had over 20 points or 20 points or more. PJ Washington hit six threes. Bridges had 22, and Rozier had 24. Haywood had 16. So they were getting it done. I mean, you don't want to like act like, well, we just didn't play well. But obviously, there's, you know, some ways we've got to figure out how to improve it. They know what they're doing. They were out there playing like a kind of a zone a lot of the time, which obviously had some effect on us. And even with all of those factors, we cut the lead to 9, and then we got the ball back, and we had a couple of three-point shots from SGA to cut it to 6 in the third quarter. So, yeah, I mean, it looks like we got beat end-to-end, and we did, but we had a chance to really get ourselves in it. So give them credit for continuing to fight. And then after it was, you know, blowout, like you said a minute ago, like, we didn't give up. We continued to find, you know, value in possessions throughout the course of the game. And that's what's important for a young team, because you're not going to win every game, but you can improve every time you go out there. And that's what we see, and we love seeing that. We love seeing Giddey out there, you know, having kind of an offensive explosion, and then letting everybody know that January is his month once again to win Western Conference Rookie of the Month. So we appreciate you guys joining us, and we're going to see you tomorrow. Fortunately, we got another game immediately. We're playing the Cavs again, so awesome to have a back-to-back on a night like this. So thanks for joining us, and we'll see you then. And as always, this episode was brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.